Some of that violence is directed at international aid workers. And for that reason, we've called Caroline Nursey. She's the Sudan Country Program Manager for Oxfam. She is based in Khartoum. And Ms. Nursey, I understand that one of Oxfam's compounds in Darfur was actually attacked this week.
Yes, this happened on Monday evening. Our compound and the compound of another NGO were both attacked. We lost 5 vehicles and they lost 7.
When you say they were attacked, did gunmen open fire? What did they do?
Yes, gunmen jumped over the walls into the compound carrying machine guns. We had 2 staff in the compound at the time and they held them at gunpoint. So it was a very nasty attack. Fortunately, nobody was killed, but our staff spent the night hiding out in the bush before they were able to make their way back to safety. This kind of attack is unprecedented on this scale, losing 12 vehicles in one night. And the violence is also a new and extremely disturbing phenomenon.
Do you have any idea who these gunmen were?
We don't know. I'm afraid the UN is trying to investigate. But obviously, until the vehicles are returned, and until the local authorities can give us some guarantee for our safety, we're not going to be able to go back to Gereda. And Gereda is the largest camp in Darfur. It's serving 130,000 displaced people, mostly women and children. Our local staff, the staff who actually come from Gereda town, are still there, but they won't be able to keep it going very long on their own.
This raises 2 possibilities, I suppose. One is simply that there were some gunmen who wanted to steal some vehicles, and the other possibility is that people deliberately wanted to reduce the amount of aid getting to refugees.
It's very difficult to speculate, because what's happening in Darfur at the moment is that the crisis is becoming more and more complex, with more and more factionalization of groups, and all these different armed groups want vehicles, want equipment, so that they can play their bloody part in the conflict.
We've been talking with Caroline Nursey, the Sudan Country Program Manager for Oxfam. Thank you very much.
Thank you.